Welcome, welcome once again. This is your boy DJ Gloire right here on the Ultimate Engine Show. I hope you are loving this because I am. What an awesome, brilliant start of the year 2020. I hope you are enjoying this year. And if you are not enjoying this year, why not? I mean, it's just the beginning of the year. You know, everybody has their New Year's resolution going on and all that kind of stuff. I hope you actually do follow through with your plans. Like I've mentioned on previous shows on Active FM, I'm sorry, I'm just not that kind of guy that does New Year's resolution. I just believe in having a goal, going for it, which is basically the same thing with New Year's resolution. But then at the same time, people put before them unrealistic expectations, and that's just something that I don't want to do in my life. So if you want to do New Year's resolution, I won't discourage you from doing that. Please do go for it. But at the same time, DJ Gloire is just going to stick to his goals. So anyway, it's 2020, and yes, we into the year. We're now in the middle of January. I hope you're feeling good. I hope everything is going well with you. We're back with the Ultimate Engines, and we talking everything cars. You know how we do it right here on the show. So what are you looking forward to doing this year? Are you getting maybe a new car? Or maybe you're getting that old car of yours that you used to drive. Maybe it's your grandmother's old car and you're getting pimped out. Whatever it is that you're doing, good luck, man. And I hope you take it to the next level, because this is a new year, new levels. You know, if you're going to pimp out that car, you know, give it some new rims, maybe a new body paint or something, add some spoilers, you know, make your car look nice. Well, go ahead and do that. And yeah, man, do you. Whatever defines you, whatever you feel defines you and expresses you in that car, do that. Especially in terms of buying your car, because the type of car that you buy, I believe I've shared this in previous shows, is that the type of car that you buy basically determines the type of person you are. Whether you go for class, you go for a luxury car, or you go for a sporty car, depending on what you like. Maybe you're a family person, you'd rather drive an SUV. It's up to you, man. It's up to you. But anyway, that was the kickstart of our show, and we're just going to go into a bit of some music. So yeah, stay tuned, and remember, Active FM radio has never been better.
Christ music is hot music.
Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Fish. Woke up in the morning feeling blessed. Thank God for the day, forget the rest. Don't listen to the devil, he's a pest. We got work to do, that's a bet. So you see that we already, life a little heavy. When we catch a W, we throw in the confetti. Cause we already, yeah we already. Oh, the squad ready, catch us at our stations. Just that real faith, we don't take vacations. Say you Christian, that's a nice imagination. Cause they know us by the fruit and I don't see no vegetation. Say you love me, you don't really mean it though. Cause when I'm tripping, you just let my sneakers roll. Talking circles like you got some vertigo. Who you know, where you go, when your life down vertical. Woke up in the morning feeling blessed. Thank God for the day, forget the rest. Don't listen to the devil, he's a pest. Got work to do, that's a bet. So you see that we
already, life a little heavy. When we catch a W, we throw in the confetti.
How you act a fool, but you ain't ever know. How you treat her ugly when she beautiful. How you live for money, but ignore your soul. What you really taking when you going home? Ooh, 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 we got the juice, I got the neck, the lyrical truth. King got the scepter, I'm in the booth, felt like a leper. Rapping about how I got me healing the leper. Just getting loose, hit it in pressure, white like a tooth. Some of you yell, exposing the woof, some of you yell. I'm at the bank, at the end with the teller. Ooh, team on the way, what can I say? I make the play, cause I'm in the game. Running the race, setting the pace. Got in the front, I'm second place. I got peace and it's so heavenly. Find peace in sipping Hennessy. But I see the bottle emptying. That don't last, your handle temporary. Yeah, woke up in the morning feeling blessed. Thank God for the day, forget the rest. Don't listen to the devil, he's a pest. We got work to do, that's a bet. So you see that we already, life a little heavy. When we catch a W, we throw in the confetti. Cause we already,
Okay, so we are back from the awesome music, and you know how we do it right here on Active FM, where Christ music is super hot music. You know we keep it real. We always hit you with the best of the Christian alternative music, because, well, we want you to be listening to that good. And when I'm talking about that good, I mean that good Christian music. You know, we want to keep the right stuff in your head and not the wrong stuff, because when we listen to the stuff from outside, you know, the oldest music that we listen that is so worldly. Well, unfortunately, as much as we like them, they do not always fill us with the right stuff. And there's also like bad content. As much as there's bad content in their lyrics, there's also like bad spirits and bad karma that follows the music. So just be careful what you're listening to out there. But anyway, like I said, we are going into our topic for the day. And well, guess what? We are talking about BMW M7. Now, because of the history in previous shows, who would have thought I'd be speaking about this car today? Well, generally, because obviously you know from listening to the previous shows, that's if you're listening from the get-go, is that DJ Glow is not necessarily a BMW fan. Now, I never said anything against it. I mean, it's a beautiful brand. Awesome. They have lovely cars, like, I do see myself driving a BMW one day. I'm just obviously not a major fan, and I'm rather a Mercedes fan, but like, I never hold anything against BMW. But today we'll be talking about the awesome BMW M7. Generally, this is a car that I wouldn't mind driving myself. I mean, as much as we know BMW for sporty type cars, when you look at the M7, just the basic structure of it, I don't know, it just has this certain class towards it. Maybe because of the length of the car and everything, it just kind of, it's like, for me, the M7 is like part of, it's like BMW's very own E-Class section, basically. And obviously because of the length of the car and the class that it carries, it has some sort of elegance towards the car. So yes, that's the 2019 BMW M7. Okay, so we are going into our topic, and basically we are speaking about the BMW M7 and basically the 7 series. So the G11 was unveiled on the 10th of June 2015 at BMW's headquarters in March. An official public reveal took place at the 2015 International Motor Show, Germany. This generation of the 7 series is the first car lineup of BMW to be based on CLAR platform. The CLAR platform adopts technology first introduced in BMW i models, namely the introduction of carbon fiber reinforced polymer as structural chassis components. The G12 long wheelbase models include the letter L in their model name, except in the United States, where the regular wheelbase models are not sold. As part of BMW's strategy of introducing plug-in hybrid variants for all future car models, both short and long wheelbase models were available with hybrid powertrains under the designations 740E and 740LE in 2016. And basically the launch of the BMW 7 Series is... with regards to the launch, the international launch of the new BMW 7 Series was at the 2015 Internationale Automobile Ausstellung. I don't know if I pronounced that right. It sounds like it's... I don't know. I know, all I know is that BMW is German, but this sounds Italian for some reason. But anyway, we're just going to move forward. Oh, and that happened in Frankfurt, which actually happens to be German. In Frankfurt, Main Germany, held in September 2015. Production commenced in July 2015 at the Dingolfing manufacturing plant in Germany, with global vehicle sales starting in October 2015. Now, in engineering of the BMW M750, respective code names for the short and long wheelbase models are the first passengers BMW vehicles to be based on the modular BMW CLAR, which is basically an abbreviation for Cluster Architecture Platform. And the passenger cell of the 7 Series is made of carbon fiber reinforced polymer, CFRP, tensiled steel and aluminium, resulting in a lower curb weight, lower center of gravity and maintaining a 50-50 axle load distribution. The usage of CFRP allows for weight reduction due to being lighter than steel and aluminium. CFRP also increases structural strength in areas exposed to high shearing forces, as it is capable of diverting impact forces to prevent deformations and material resulting in higher torsional rigidity. Aluminium has been applied to the doors, boots, lid brake system, wheel hubs and rear suspension arms, further reducing weight and unsprung masses. The G11's body weighs overall 40 kgs less than that of its predecessor. The front features a large signature kidney grille incorporating grille shutters that will only open when an increase of air flow to the engine bay is required, decreasing an aerodynamic drag in the process, along with air openings behind the front wheel arches that reduces turbulence in the wheel housings. The drag coefficient has been reduced to 0.24. The standard self-leveling air suspensions of the previous model has been reworked, featuring air springs that at both axles with electronically controlled shock absorbers that can automatically adjust damping according to the environment. The active anti-roll system is for the first time. Four-wheel steering, marketed as integral active steering, has also become available for all wheel drive models and equipment found in the BMW 7 Series. The iDrive operating system for secondary car control now receives user input from a conventional control wheel, touchscreen voice command, and is capable of recognizing gestures through a 3D scanner. It also is possible to save a gesture movement with an individual function. Well, that's something. I mean, technology is moving up. You can actually save your own custom gesture. But anyway, let's go back to our topic. A number of advanced driver assistance systems for the BMW 7 Series have been reworked to work autonomously, or partly so. The parking system utilizes a number of radar sensors and stereo camera at the rear, allowing it to execute parking maneuvers independently and can be operated with a digital key fob. The cruise control driver assist is able to recognize speed limits and will adjust the vehicle speed accordingly. The lane driving assist warns the driver of possible side or rear collisions. In addition, it is able to detect the lane markings and traffic, as well as alter the steering responsiveness to improve driving comfort. And the engine build, basically, we're going to speak about the engine build now. And basically, the powertrain lineup consists of a 4.4-liter V8 engine and three engines from BMW's modular B-series engine architecture, two 3.0-liter inline six engines in petrol and diesel form, as well as a 2.0-liter inline four engine, including the hybrid model designated as 740E and 740LE, or 730i and 730Li for the petrol version. Initially, each model can be equipped with all-wheel drive and is mated to an 8-speed Steptronic ZF automatic transmission. The 750i, 750Li, 740i and 740Li, and 740D and 740LD models are optionally available in the all-wheel drive option xDrive. A transmission can be optionally linked with the satellite navigation system that provides the transmission with geographical data to adjust shift timing in relation to current driving conditions. The G11 is the first 7 Series generation to feature a plug-in hybrid variant called the 740E iPerformance. The new model effectively replaces the rather undersold Active Hybrid 7, which evolved from a 750i-based mild hybrid to a 740-based full hybrid in 2014, post LCI, which is basically an abbreviation for lifecycle impulse variant. The 740E is marketed as BMW iPerformance car, not as member of the BMW's i sub-brand. And now we're just going to talk a bit about the performance of the BMW. But before we go a bit deeper into the performance of this car, we're just going to take a quick breather. So listen to this and yeah, we'll be back.
Hey, this is Pastor Pearson Pretorius, and Christ Music is Hot Music. This is Active FM. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah.
Hey, guys, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
Album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes.
Inception, going back to the original.
Okay, so we're back. Now, we're going to be speaking about the performance of the 7 series and basically based mostly on the 740E and 740LE iPerformance. So, in February 2016, BMW announced the introduction of the iPerformance model designation, which was to be given to all BMW plug-in hybrid vehicles from July 2016. The aim is to provide a visible indicator of the transfer technology from BMW i to the BMW core brand. The new designation will be used first on the plug-in hybrid variants of the latest BMW 7 series, the BMW 740 iPerformance being the first of such plug-in hybrids. The 740 iPerformance was unveiled at the 2016 Geneva International Motor Show together with the BMW M760Li xDrive and the BMW i8 Protonic Red Edition Special Edition model. Sales of the 740e iPerformance began in Germany in July 2016. The 740e iPerformance features the same drivetrain as the BMW X5 xDrive 40e plug-in hybrid and has an all-electric range, which is 25 mi 40 kilometers basically, dropping to 37 kilometers in the xDrive version, both under the new European driving cycle, which is abbreviated the NEDC. Under the EPA test cycle, the all-electrical range was rated at 23 kilometers. According to the EPA, the 740 burns some petrol during the first 14 miles, so the actual all-electrical range varies between 0 to 14 miles. 40i Performance mates a turbocharged of 190 kilowatts, 2.0-liter, four-cylinder petrol engine with an electrical motor, resulting in a combined power output of 240 kilowatts. BMW's auto eDrive function allows drivers to choose how the car operates and features modes for pure electric driving and performance. Drivers can also select from the usual Eco Pro Comfort and Sport modes too. The 740 can be charged in less than 4 hours from a domestic socket or in under 3 hours from a wall charger. All models get an 8-speed automatic transmission as standard. The 740e can sprint to 62 meters per hour in 5.6 seconds. The long wheelbase version is 0.1 seconds slower, while the xDrive variant is 0.1 seconds faster. Official fuel economy figures under the NEDC test are 134.5 meters per gallon, with carbon dioxide emissions of 49 grams per kilometers. The 740e is available in both standard and long wheelbase forms, and also as an all-wheel drive xDrive variant. In all-wheel drive variations, the 740 returns 122.8 meters per gallon and emits 53 grams of carbon dioxide per kilometer. Under the EPA test cycle, the BMW 740e xDrive iPerformance has a combined city highway fuel economy rating of 64 miles per gallon, equivalent 3.7 liters, which is equivalent to 100 kilometers, corresponding to an energy consumption of 52 kilowatts. When running only on gasoline, the EPA rated fuel economy is 27 meters per gallon. Now, as we're drawing towards the end of the show, we're just going to speak about different 7 series brands and basically, obviously, some of the custom ones and stuff like that. But yeah, let's just go into the brands that we have lined up for you. We have ourselves the Alpina B7 xDrive, and it was announced by BMW North America on 8 February 2016, with sales starting in September 2016, with an electronically limited top speed of 310 km per hour, which is 193 meters per hour, and 322 meters per hour acceleration time of 3.7 seconds, along with a sportier setup. It is the sportier 7 series, but is sold by BMW only in the United States and Canada. The B7 is sold in other countries by Alpina as the B7 Biturbo with delimited top speed of 330 km per hour. The Alpina B7 features a 447 kilowatt 4.4-liter twin-turbocharged V8 engine delivering 100 Nm torque and a more luxurious interior. It was unveiled at the 2016 Geneva Motor Show. The facelift model was unveiled on the 11th of February 2019. The power brand of the engine is improved, with maximum 800 Nm of torque now being available, 2000 revs per minute, and the output of 447 kilowatts between 5500 and 6500 revs per minute. Acceleration from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour is achieved in 3.6 seconds, while the 332 kilometers, which is 205 meters per hour top speed, is now unlimited worldwide. Public introduction took place at the 2019 Geneva Motor Show and deliveries began during July. So that's for our B7, and yes, so it's been real, it's been awesome. We spoke about the BMW 7 Series on the show. I hope you enjoyed it. It's been a real ride. And you know, just if you want to know where you can catch our shows, like when I say our shows, I mean Active FM shows, you can catch us obviously on Iono. That's where you download, so you probably downloaded the show from, or maybe you're listening to it live from the net. You can get us on Iono.fm. You can also catch us on our social media platforms, which are ActiveFM777. That's at ActiveFM777, which is on Instagram. You can catch us on Twitter, which is at ActiveFM. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /ActiveFM777. And personally, you can catch me on Facebook as Gloartina very soon. I won't mention how soon, but I'll be giving off details where you can catch me on different handles. And soon DJ Gloar will be available on WhatsApp, so you can post your comments, whatever you feel about the show, whatever you want to say. Yes, you can post it right there. We can have a personal one-on-one conversations, and you can get to know your DJ. We have a whole lot of amazing shows on Active FM. I will not mention all of them because there's so many, but they're all so dear to our hearts. From the Active FM team and myself, peace out and enjoy.
garden.